The Chiefs also voted in favor of requesting that Ottawa withdraw the memorandum, saying it could pave the way for a new pipeline through BC. The National Chief of the AFN, Cindy Woodhouse-Nepenak, says Native leaders are united.
Canada can create all the MOUs, project offices, advisory groups that they want, but Chiefs are united. When it comes to approving large national projects on First Nations lands, there will not be getting around rights holders.
Prime Minister Mark Carney also addressed the AFN meeting, saying he plans to meet with coastal British Columbia First Nations. Merle Alexander is a lawyer who represents two of those bands.
First Nations in Canada are feeling overwhelmed, that they're feeling as though there is that the duty to consult is being undermined. There also is a real pushback against this regression on environmental and climate change policies.
Last week, Carney and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate on energy. That opens the way for an exemption from the coastal tanker ban to support a new pipeline to the West Coast and easier access for Canadian oil to Asian markets. The ban has been in place for about 50 years. It bars oil tankers carrying more than 12,500 tons of crude oil from stopping or unloading at ports from the north end of Vancouver Island to Alaska. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.